Now it's time for Flora's video pick of the week. Flora Lichtman, our video producer, is here. Hi, Flora. What have we got this week? Something holiday?
Yes, we have a video that addresses a question that I think is on a lot of people's minds this holiday season. It's very serious. And that question is, if I add alcohol to my eggnog, am I safe from getting salmonella?
You mean in the eggnog?
Yeah. So does the alcohol in the eggnog kill bacteria? And we scoured the scientific literature, and believe it or not, there had not been studies done on this yet.
We created our own science.
But we found someone who would do the experiment with us. Dr. Vince Fischetti is a microbiologist at Rockefeller University, and he agreed to do this sort of wacky experiment. And even better, he is an eggnog kind of expert himself.
Aficionado.
Yes. So there's this,
So he created this whole batch of eggnog for you.
Well, they create it every year. It's a tradition in the department to make this vat of eggnog with raw eggs, and then he tested it for bacteria, and he compared it to commercial stuff, too.
And so he found out whether if you spike the eggnog, it kills the germs or not.
Yes, he has some preliminary results, but we shouldn't give them away.
No,
right?
Well, I'm not going to give it away. But he did say that more testing was needed. They always do this when they're working with alcohol in these laboratories.
Right. He mentioned something about a grant.
So if you go to sciencefriday.com, you go to our website, and you can see Flora took her video cameras out there and interviewed the great doctor and his laboratory, and you watch the whole experiment going on.
You watch the whole experiment, and you might be surprised what lives in the eggnog off the shelves. That's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah, because so he cultured, right? He cultured what was in the eggnog that you buy off the shelves.
Right.
And you look at that Petri dish.
You might turn to raw eggs after all.
You might want to make your own version of it.
Yeah.
But then we discovered, quote unquote, whether, if you spike it with, what did he put in there? You know what he put in?
Yes. Bourbon and rum.
Bourbon and rum. Did you bring any back with you from the lab?
No, but Charles and I actually made a batch in the office.
Oh.
So if you're free, anybody?
If you want to conduct this experiment yourself, first go to sciencefriday.com and see the video and Flora's pick of the week. And you could try this at home yourself. This is when we could say, yes, do this one at home yourself.
I don't know if we should recommend that people eat raw eggs.
Well, I mean, if you're making...
The FDA does not recommend
that. Right, but if you're making your own eggnog, I'm saying, and you can try putting that...
Yes, 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 yes.
That additive in yourself.
Yes.
And taking your own culture of the eggnog afterwards.
Yes, I would be interested to see what people find.
All right, thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
That's about all the time we have today. You can see the Flora's Pick of the Week on sciencefriday.com and our videos page is right up there. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist, besides drinking the eggnog, is our director. Flora is our producer for digital media. And our intern is Molly Ashford. Josh Rogerson is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. We had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you'd like to write us in the classic mail way, send it to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Also, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We're looking for your videos. We'd like to see them. Send them to us. And we're podcasting and blogging and creating all kinds of new digital media. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.